something is sudden. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This is the continuation of the message Christ Consciousness.
Hallelujah. Let me show you something. Turn to the book of Romans. Oh, glory to God. You quote the scripture all the time. It's in Romans chapter 8 and verse 28. And we know that all things, oh, glory to God. We know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. Now, that's a Christ consciousness. I want to explain something to you, and I want you to follow this. We're going to deal with this. It's a series of teachings. We're going to have several services on this. But so I'm going to pick on a lot of stuff that we will look at in detail later. But try to catch everything we've got to share now, because this is important. This is the introductory part of it. Now, look at this verse. He says, and we know that all things work together. Paul says, we know. The Greek word there is not gnosis. Gnosis is scientific knowledge. Mental apprehension of a subject. Scientific knowledge. That's not what he's talking about. And he's not talking about ginosko, which is revelation knowledge. But that revelation knowledge doesn't mean that you have come to know. In an awareness, when you become aware, you are at home with it. So he says, he uses the word idol. We know, we are aware. What a consciousness. This is Christ consciousness. The consciousness of supernatural ability. The consciousness of the fact that you can never be disadvantaged. I want you to understand where we come from. Are you following this? I said Jesus was a master. He was a master of thought. He was a master of words. He was a master of deeds. Jesus was a complete and absolute master. Fearless. He could not be disadvantaged. You couldn't put him in a situation where he was disadvantaged. It was impossible. Why? He had a consciousness. He said, I and my Father are one. What a consciousness. Think of what he knew. I and my Father are one. Ah. He says, I am the light of the world. In other words, hello everybody, follow me. How many of us can talk like that? A lot of us have never even dared think about ourselves the way God thinks about us. And yet the Bible says, ye are the light of the world. How many times have you said, I am the light of the world? No, you think, that's Jesus, not me. That's why you might be the way you are. Because you haven't come to Christ consciousness. Christ consciousness is expressed. He says, I am the light of the world. I show you the way. That's it. I light up the darkness because I am the light of the world. Oh, I wish you could talk like Jesus. You know, when you talk like him, others will accuse you of being braggadocious. But you don't have to care. You have come to a realm of Christ consciousness. Hallelujah. I am the light of the world. I am the light of the world. Look at this. He says, we know that all things work together. We are aware. We are conscious that all things work together for good. I told you before, when he says all things work together for good, he's looking at two things. First, that all things function for my good. The stars are there and they are working for my good. He says the mountains are there, they're working for my good. The plants are there, they're working for my good. All things, he says, it doesn't matter what they are, no matter the name they go by. He says their function in life, their very existence is for my good. He says, and we know, we are aware. This was what they knew that made them masters. This was why Paul was fearless like his master Jesus. We know. He says, we are aware. We don't fail. We are aware. Hallelujah. Oh, can you get that consciousness? I said, that's what he's bringing us up to. He's bringing us into a Christ life, a Christ consciousness, where you not only have the life of Christ, but you become conscious of the life of Christ. There's a big difference between them. You can have something and never use it. I said, it's like a parcel. A parcel's come to you. You know, that's ginosko. You've received it. A parcel's come to you, but you've never opened it. Open it and become aware of what it is. Woo, glory. Then you say, look what I got. Look what I got. Are you aware that all things work together for good? Is it a consciousness? Is it a consciousness? When it becomes a consciousness, it'll control your life. You talk that way. You know, a lot of people are vacillating in their communication. They say, oh, I believe, oh, I don't believe, oh, I believe, I'm trying to believe, oh, I've received, oh, I'm trying to get, oh, give me, oh, God, I receive. And then yesterday they said, I receive. Today again they say, I receive. A month's time they say, I receive. When are you going to possess your possessions? When you say you have received, then you start talking like someone who has received. 10 times you're saying, I get it, I receive it, I take it. Take what? 10 times. I receive that job in Jesus' name. Okay, if you have received it, tomorrow, don't say, I receive again. Lord, I thank you, I got it. I got it. It's mine. I'm living in it. Glory to God, I'm living in it. 3 weeks, you're saying, I receive my healing, I receive my healing, until it becomes a religion. I receive my healing, I receive the religion of I receive my healing, I receive my healing. You know, 3 weeks, you're still on it. Okay, I receive my healing. Okay, the next time, since you have received, you received it yesterday. So today, glory to God, I'm so glad about my healing. Live in the realm of your possession. You get it? We're talking Christ consciousness. Hallelujah. We know, we are aware that all things work together. When you are aware, no more confusion. No more disappointment. No more discouragement. Why? Because you are aware. You are aware. You see that? It is a knowledge. You see, when we talk of consciousness, we're talking about the knowledge of the soul. We're talking about that which the soul has possessed in its understanding, in its knowledge. The soul has taken a hold of it. I'm aware. It's like you're trying to sit down and somebody says, are you aware there's no chair under? Oh, I didn't know. And you fall down. Because you were not aware. But you are trying to sit down because you are aware there's a chair there. You are aware. So, hey. So we are seated together with Christ. And I am aware of that. You see, when you're not aware, and they tell you there's a demon-possessed person, you say, okay. You look for a way out. But when you are aware, you say, in the name of Jesus, out of you, come out. And that devil says, I'm not coming out. I'll kill you. You don't say, the devil say he will kill us. No. Fearless. Because of what you are aware of. You know, I was reading in Revelation chapter 1 and in verse 18, actually from verse 17 into 18. Can we take it? Revelation chapter 1, and I'm reading from verse 17. Have you found it? And when I saw him, John's writing, when I saw him, he's talking about when he saw Jesus. When I saw him, I fell at his feet as dead. John says, I fell down as a dead man. And he laid his right hand upon me. Remember, this was Jesus after his resurrection and ascension into glory. All right? Now he appears to John. And when I saw him, I fell at his feet as dead. And he laid his right hand upon me, saying unto me, fear not. Oh, Karoba Shandarabahai. Fear not. I am the first and the last. Hey! How could Jesus say this? He says, I am the first and the last. He didn't say this before. How come he's saying it now? I am he that liveth. I want to tell you why he said it. That's in the next verse. That's it. I am he that liveth and was dead. And behold, I am alive forevermore. Amen. And I have, and have, look at it, and have the keys of hell and of death. My.
It's time for your miracle.
There are many people who have had demonic attacks in their lives. Now, when we share with you the Word of God and you act your faith, we teach you how to put it to work for yourself. Do you understand? We teach you how to put it to work for yourself. Never let the enemy control your life. Say amen.
Amen.
Never let the enemy control your life.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. Oh Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah.
Wow, this message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy. For inquiries, or to share your testimonies, kindly call us at +234 812 851 9834 or email us at info@loveworldradionetworks.org. Thank you and God bless you.